This is Steve Woodward teeing off. NASCAR champion Kyle Busch's sudden death in May was alarming on many fronts. He was a young man, 41. Busch won a Truck Series race 10 days earlier. He was a durable competitor, winning a record 234 races. Cardiologist Peter McCullough, drawing on four decades of experience, rejects official narratives on Busch's death. Why? It raises the red flags McCullough observed following mandated mRNA vaccines amid COVID hysteria. NASCAR did not require COVID jabs, but many drivers said they were vaccinated as virus variants emerged. McCullough says it's a statistical near impossibility that pneumonia led to pulmonary hemorrhaging and sepsis in a young man absent an underlying cause. His research now links COVID vaccines to numerous illnesses and sudden deaths among healthy adults. Busch's case is eerily similar to that of a male, 47, who died of pulmonary hemorrhage 555 days after a second Pfizer COVID shot. It was from a batch tied to multiple lethal side effects, McCullough has learned. Yet, in the aftermath of Busch's passing, not one media outlet was compelled to challenge the official medical narrative. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.